Hello, respected viewers, it's George from Ireland. Welcome back to the channel once again. So today is polling day in the United Kingdom. Make sure you vote, unless, of course, you're voting against the Conservative Party. So what's going to happen? I'm not talking about the outcome. I've talked about that previously. So we know polls close at 10 p.m. Now, if you're in the queue, 10 p.m. already comes around, you shall be permitted to vote. We might pretend to be in the queue, go out, come out. I was holding my place, my mate. I don't know how the polling clerks officiate on that one. And then obviously, if it's a postal ballot, they have to have arrived by that time to be counted, and they'll count them straight away. Now, there are often many polling stations in a constituency, and the ballot boxes are brought from them all to one central point. They're counted, and they're counted in the presence of the candidates, and the video cameras are there to make sleight of hand very, very tricky. It's all low tech, it's all on paper, and it's so low tech, it's very difficult to cheat on any significant scale. It can't be hacked. That's the problem with these sort of online voting systems the US uses, pressing things or whatever. And then you can't have Trump claiming, "Ooh, this ballot machine was hacked by Fidel Castro several years after his death," and nonsense like that. So Sunderland South, that's a constituency in Northeast England, they declared first several times in a row by hiring ex-people to count and really making a big effort to do it as fast as possible, declaring the result within about 30 minutes, because also quite densely populated, quite small in area. Now, some of the less densely populated constituencies, rural ones, they're so spread out, they have to bring the ballot boxes from many different polling stations, many miles, and so the result wouldn't be known for almost 24 hours in some cases. But there are also exit polls, as in there's tellers, the different political party, ask people on the way out, how did you cast your ballot? And of course, people are entitled to decline to answer or could lie. There's no way to verify that. But those tend to be quite accurate. And then polling organizations, they also do that. What do people say on the way out? And that's more useful because it's people who actually voted, rather than people who say they're going to vote, who in some cases don't. Right. We'll know the result broadly by about 2 a.m. Now, the Labour tends to do best in the conurbations. So those results declare first. I remember watching it in 97, staying up all night. And it was Harvey Thomas had been one of Maggie Thatcher's head honchos, not an MP, but something in the Conservative Party. And obviously the first few were all Labour, of course. And Lord Cecil Parkinson was also there. Labour constituents declare first, usually, because they're urban. And after a few hours, there's one Conservative. So Lord Parkinson joking, "Well, I'm glad we've got at least one seat." And the second one came through. So obviously two people could go for the leadership. So from the exit polls, we'll roughly know the breakdown, and there'll be some sort of projection on that. Some corridor of certainty is the new buzz phrase. So the inflection point, I think that's the new expression this election. The inflection point will be when we know Labour's reached 327. And you can say that there's a swing to the Labour Party. If they achieve 5%, we would expect them to gain these Conservative seats, because we'll line up all the Conservative held seats where Conservatives won by under 1% last time. If Labour have a swing more than 1%, you can think they're going to take those ones. If there's a swing towards Labour of over 2%, they'll take these ones, and so on. They line them up. But it looks like there's going to be a big swing to Labour. You know, Labour were defeated by 12 percentage points last time, and it looks like Labour's going to win by something like 15 percentage points this time. So that is an unprecedented big swing towards Labour, even though Labour are not going to win by a very high vote share, by less than Corbyn lost with in 2017. One of the big stories of this elections has been the decline of the duopoly. The two major parties go back to the 60s, would got over 90% of the vote between them. And this time they're going to get barely 60% of the vote between them. So the minor parties like the Greens, Reform UK have done far better. Liberal Democrats not doing particularly well. Another point, okay, if you take even the three major parties, if you go back to the 60s, the three major parties have got something like 98% of the vote between them. And the three major parties will get way less than that, will get maybe 70%. So you say the minor party has gone from having, say, 2% of the vote in the 60s to about 30% of the vote now. So it's much more diverse in terms of parties. Right. So what else? And then there'll be also some speculation about this and that. And after polling closes, politicians are willing to be much more candid, because it can't affect the outcome of the election. And frank and saying who did what, the blame game amongst the Conservative Party will start already. But we'll see whether the Liberal Democrats make the huge gains they're forecast to make. Based on the last election, people said they gained up to 50 seats, which is ginormous. I don't think it'd be quite as big as that. I'm saying more like 40 seats, but still a very healthy result for them to go up from 11 seats to something like 50, back to the glory days of Charles Kennedy almost. So the SNP predicted to lose some seats. How much they'll lose, we'll see. Plaid Cymru to gain. There'll be obviously some concession seats, speeches. We're waiting for the Portillo moment, some major figure in the Conservative cabinet to be pushed out. Jeremy Hunt, probably Penny Mordaunt at Portsmouth North. We'll see. Even Liz Truss, a quondam prime minister. And that hasn't happened since, my goodness, is it 1918 when Herbert Henry Asquith, the Liberal leader, former prime minister, when he was booted out by the electorate. So I think a lot of people will be quaffing champagne at that point. I will stay up to see the results come in. I remember when Cameron was ushered in 2010, I was so disillusioned. Despite being a Conservative, I just really couldn't work any enthusiasm. And I think some Labour voters will feel the same about Labour coming in. It'll be more in relief than in elation. They still shan't be rejoicing. It won't be the things can only get better theme tune by D-Ream on. That was that really played Labour to victory in 97. I remember that victory party outside a Royal Festival Hall in the South Bank of the Thames in 1997. I wasn't there. So we may well be seeing two decades of Labour government come in. And when the Boris is not going to come in because he's yesterday's man and he can't stay in politics. He had to get back into Parliament in the first place. He may well be seen as toxic, as damaged goods. The Boris being rolled out the last minute was to try and win back right-leaning voters. He's not going to appeal to swing voters. Those days are over. So they will be jostling for position already, the Conservatives. But Sunak will probably be sentenced to resignation at dawn, probably from his constituency. He'll fly up late at night to Richmond or Yorkshire. I don't know which airport he'll go into. Maybe Leeds, Bradford, is Newcastle, or is it Teesside, the closest airport? But the result won't be to the small hours. Probably go to bed for a few hours, first of all. And I'm guessing he made concession speech there, where Hague flew back in 2001 to London, made his concession speech outside Conservative Central Office. But CCO is not on Victoria Street these days, so resignation at dawn. But this kind of time, resigning also as Prime Minister. Stay on as Conservative leader in a caretaker capacity until such a time as a leader can be appointed. Michael Howard, when he lost in 2005, was maybe more sensible, saying, I will step down, but not after 6 months. We're in such a state of catatonic shock. We need to take time for reflection, not be panicked into a decision. But there could be a full campaign, a full assessment, and make a very sober and considered decision about the best way forward. But as Prime Minister, he can't tarry, and he will surely do the decent thing. The constitutional conventions and imperatives are crystalline. So he will seek an audience with his Britannic Majesty, having called Buckingham Palace. So Sunak will drive to Buckingham Palace and in his audience with the King request to be relieved of all his responsibilities as Prime Minister. And his last Prime Ministerial advice will be to send for Sir Keir Starmer and see if Starmer is able to form a Labour administration. And then the phone call will go through from Buckingham Palace to Labour HQ, more likely a mobile phone, and say, would Sir Keir care to have an audience with his Gracious Majesty? And of course, he's going to accept, go there and say, can you form a government? Yeah, I definitely can. I got over 400 MPs, and then kiss hands. Some people say you actually brush them with your lips. Other people say they don't actually kiss hands at all. It's just an expression. It's not filmed, so we don't know. Memorably recreated in The Queen, you know, where Helen Mirren played the late Queen, and who was it? Michael Sheen played the loathsome oligarch Tony Blair. But anyway, and so then he will drive to 10 Downing Street. This will be like sort of 7 or 8 in the morning. Some speech, supposedly, he's going to extemporize, but no doubt he's learnt it and revised it. It will be sort of delivered with all the panache of the talking clock. And that's what we'll have our robotic, loathsome Sir Keir Starmer deliver on the steps of 10 Downing Street. But I close my eyes. In some ways, I'm comfortable with it. I suppose a safe pair of hands. Not that disgraceful, just the dullest man of Britain, evil in his own way. But not particularly worse than most of them. So it's going to be horrendous. Just because I'm bitterly disappointed with the Conservative Party does not mean I'm going to overlook just how ghastly Labour's going to be. And so that's how it's all going to pan out. I have to pinch myself. It's hard to believe that My goodness, in a little over 12 hours' time, we'll know the result. You know, within how many is it, 16 hours, 18 hours, there will be a Labour government. It'll be a very, very long time before there's a Conservative one at all. Again, will there ever be a Conservative one? We're not sure. There might be a complete reconfiguration with Reform UK playing a major role in politics. I don't see it myself, but go on. Goodness, so it's going to happen. It's fated now. It's all far, far too late, and it could have all been much better under the Conservatives. So that's what's going to happen over the next few hours. The cabinet announced, not necessarily in their shadow cabinet position. David Lammy as shadow Foreign, Commonwealth and Development Secretary won't automatically get that portfolio in government, though I think he will. To fill this one, I mean, I just, you know, hard to keep lunch down thinking that Jess Phillips is going to be charged of domestic violence, one who's commits domestic violence herself, and so on. An absolute imbecile, a harridan like Angela Rayner, though she is a sexy chick, to be deputy prime minister. What a national absurdity! So, I live in dread. That's how it's going to play out. Sir Ed Davey, no doubt jubilant because of, there'll be some very credible results from him. A complete non-entity is going to stay on that his role as leader of the Lib Dems for several more years. And the Greens cock-a-hoop to have a second seat. Plaid Cymru gained. The SNP lost, but you know, maybe not too badly. What can I say? So fairly terrible result for the Conservative Party. Not quite the near extinction that people think it's going to be, not reduced to 50 seats. But you know, if Labour do far less well than expected. I mean, Starmer will still stay on for probably about 5 years, but it'll be a bit of a shock to the system. It's very hard to envision any scenario where Labour don't get a majority, 3-2-6 at least, even if it's not massive majority, even if it's not sort of 400 MPs sort of level, but though I think it will be. Right, that's what to expect. Thank you for watching my channel. So make sure you subscribe to me on Patreon and you donate on PayPal with the greatest possible liberality, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. I urgently need your generous donations in order to keep this channel going. Okay, goodbye, everybody, and make sure you vote Conservative.